They cut the kid off at the corner, driving his motorbike into the curb and spilling him across the sidewalk into the brick wall of an apartment building. Two of them came out of the back seat of the old sedan that had skidded to a stop, their shoulder-length hair flying, bell-bottoms flopping. One, in a leather vest and no shirt, had a short, tape-wrapped billy, and the other, in a tie-dye t-shirt, sported a double length of bicycle chain, ready to whip into the head of the groggy, short-haired kid in striped top and jeans on the sidewalk. What they didn't figure on was me being in the doorway, and when I stepped out and smashed the tie-dye slob with the chain, his face seemed to explode into a bloody mess, and he backflipped to the pavement and slid under the car he'd just left. The other one stopped the swing of the billy halfway down and tried to turn on me instead. And all I could think of was who the hell these chintzy little shits thought they were with their scruffy beards and spindly needle-pocked limbs taking on an old tiger. I broke Billy Boy's arm between the wrist and elbow, took half his teeth out, snapped his jaw loose from its hinges, and sent the bastard's balls on a trip way up inside him with one beautiful place kick, landing him halfway out in the gutter. That was when the blonde, afro-haired kid driving the heap suddenly unfroze and jammed his foot down on the gas. The car screeched forward over the one under the wheels, making a wild cracking that went squishy at the high point of its bump. And the vehicle lurched on, leaving the crumpled figure in tie-dye to die like a fish on a deck, flopping twice before becoming another statistic. Leave it to New York, I thought. One lousy day back in the city, and the fun was starting all over again. One day away from the sun and pure white sand and back to scarlet-splashed concrete and an early fall already turning cold. And a fat woman standing in a puddle of spilled groceries screaming her lungs out at the mess she'd walked into. A half block away, the would-be getaway car didn't make the squeeze between a double-parked truck and an oncoming bus, and accordioned into a tangle of shrieking man and metal. For only two deep breaths, a stunned, hushed silence held sway, while the whole city seemed to pause in shock. Then the sounds of terror ended, and all returned to noise and normal. This was the city, after all. This was New York.